Hey guys, welcome to day 7 of the Daily Santa podcast. Today we're going to talk about good manners. Santa's going to be calling it. He's working from home today. He's going to talk about some names on his nice list. Rudolph stops by for a visit. We'll see if we can get him to talk. And Selfie gets a new Elf phone 14. He finally got an upgrade. Here on the Daily Santa podcast. Here we go.
Hi everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Yay! So excited for day 7. All of the elves love the podcast. And we love you for listening. My name's Selfie. Let's go.
Welcome to the Daily Santa podcast. My name is Twinkle the voiceover guy. Today is day 7 and we are having a great time counting the days until Christmas. As producer Dave mentioned, we are looking at how we can show good manners every day with our friends, family and others. Good manners are easy to do and easy to forget to do sometimes. We will check in with Santa as he is working from home today. He has had a lot of snow overnight, so he will be joining us from his living room to share some of the names on his nice list. Rudolph is scheduled to drop by. He is actually pretty shy, and he doesn't appear on very many podcasts, so we are hoping he stops in today. And as you may have heard already, Selfie is so excited, he just received the new Elf Phone 14 so that he can continue to help Santa with all of Santa's social media accounts and our website, dailysantapodcast.com. So let's get right to it with a voicemail from a listener. Producer Dave, can you tell us about our caller and share their voice message, please?
Yeah, Twinkle, we have a call here from Adam in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. A beautiful place. So here, let's play the call from Adam.
Great, let's hear their message.
Hi Santa, Twinkle and everyone at the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Adam and I am calling from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. What is it like living in the North Pole? Is there lots to do there after Christmas? Thanks Santa, can't wait to hear my voice on the Daily Santa Podcast. Goodbye.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan is a beautiful place here in Canada. Here are some things that our listeners might not know about this great city. Saskatoon is named after a wild berry. It's true. Misasquatamineek is the Cree name for a violet-colored edible berry that grows in abundance here. Just 5 kilometers north of Saskatoon, it's at Wanuskewin Heritage Park. This area contains some of the rare finds that predate the Egyptian pyramids. Recognized as a National Historic Site, Wanuskewin celebrates First Nations culture that dates back over 6,000 years. Come here to have one of the coolest and most unique tourism experiences in the world. Okay, Adam, we are going to go now to Santa's living room to get an answer to your question from Santa himself. Thanks for your question. Santa, are you there? Can you hear us okay? Great. Santa, we will replay Adam's question so that you can hear it again. Here is his message, and it is a good one.
Hi Santa, Twinkle and everyone at the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Adam and I am calling from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. What is it like living in the North Pole? Is there lots to do there after Christmas? Thanks Santa, can't wait to hear my voice on the Daily Santa Podcast. Goodbye.
So Santa, how do you fill your time after Christmas?
There are so many things to do. I have to put all my stuff away, Mrs. Claus says, before next Christmas. That takes a long time, and I have some holidays.
What do you love about the North Pole?
The North Pole is beautiful any time of the year. And I think one time we'll talk about the Northern Lights. Santa's favorite thing to see in the sky, Northern Lights. One of my favorite things of living at the North Pole. Oh, great question.
Thanks, Santa. We will check back with you in a moment. I hear someone at your door. We will get an update on the recent names added to your nice list. Talk to you soon, Santa.
Hey, Selfie, so tell me more about this new Elf Phone 14. Do you love it or what?
Yes, Producer Dave, I got the new Elf Phone 14. It's the coolest phone ever, and I'm so happy as Santa's official media elf for social media. I have to be up on all of the latest tech. So now I have this phone, but I don't know how to turn on my ringer. So I'm clicking buttons here. Let's see. Let me see. Touch this. finish this. Oh, there it goes. I figured it out.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
And now the latest news, here, this is the Santa Daily News, on the Daily Santa Podcast. Our top story, toy production is at an all-time high. Handy has released the top 5 items from a recent survey of all items requested this year. Here are the top 5 items requested this year. Coming in at number 5, books. Wow. That is great. Books are awesome. Number 4, for kids in snowy parts of the world, they are asking for a toboggan or sled to hit the slopes. In third place, electronics, video games, phones and gaming systems. Coming in at number 2, Lego has built its way all the way up to the number 2 spot. And the number 1 item requested this year is a selfie doll. That seems interesting. Selfie, did you make this list? Selfie? Well, whatever you requested this year, Santa, his elves and your family are all working hard to give you the best Christmas ever. In other news, in a time when we are excited to see what is under our tree on Christmas morning this year, there are families and children that do not have very much this year. Santa and his elves are asking you to think of one family this year that you can help with some presents, food, or clothes. As a family, Santa is challenging all of us to pick another family that needs help and do something nice for them. What can we do to help someone? Before you go to sleep tonight, ask your family what you can do to help someone this year. And now our weather update. It appears that Santa has been snowed in after a record snowfall last evening. Let's get an update on the current conditions out there.
Yeah, we can confirm that Santa is fine. He's in his home. Everything is good. But this, he is snowed in and the elves are busy working at getting him out. So back to you.
This is perfect snowman weather. Carrot sales are way up this year at Dandy Mart. Snowmen are buying them in larger quantities now that there seems to be more snow in the forecast. Turning our attention to local news, our local police department has some safety tips for all North Pole visitors and residents at this busy time of the year. Here are some of the best tips from our very own Officer Stady.
Thanks, Kendall. Happy to be here today. My name is Officer Stady, from the North Pole Police Department. A few holiday safety tips for elves and children this year. Dress for the weather. If you are going out to play, to help shovel your neighbor's walkway or on your way to a friend's house, be sure to dress for the weather conditions. I encourage everyone to listen to the weather updates, here, on the Santa Daily News, brought to you by the Daily Santa Podcast. Also, be sure not, I repeat, do not, never ever, eat yellow snow. This is not advised. Like, ever. If you see a random reindeer that appears to be lost, please call us. We are experts in reindeer recovery and we can handle the situation. Lastly, be sure that you have fun this season. Be kind to all those public servants that work over the holidays. They don't get to be home with their families because they serve their community, keeping you safe. Say hello, be kind to those that help keep us safe and healthy. Thank you, Kendall. Merry Christmas to everyone from your local police officers, paramedics, and firefighters. Have a safe Christmas.
Thanks, Officer Stady. Let's all take care of our elf neighbors this time of year. Help shovel their driveways, pick up trash, hang up Christmas lights, and help our neighbors this time of the year. Thanks for listening to the Santa Daily News, right here, on the Daily Santa Podcast. Back to you, Twinkle.
Thanks, Kendall, for doing the news updates every day. We are going to check Santa's mailbag. I see that Noelle has been by. She said hi to everyone while Kendall was doing her news update. Here is today's letter to Santa. Producer Dave, can you share the letter for Santa today?
Yes, Twinkle. I have a letter that came through to Santa from Alexander. It says, "Hello, Santa Claus. How are you? I hope you are fine. Santa, my name is Alexander. I am 4 years old. For Christmas, I want a puzzle, some cars. I like animals, toys, books, and clothes. Thank you, Santa. I love you, Alex." Alexander. So what do you think? What a great letter to Santa. And thank you for the great list. I'm sure Santa will make note of it, and he will add it to his list and make sure it's up to date. Back to you, Twinkle.
Thanks, Producer Dave. We have a very special guest joining us today. Rudolph is here. Now everyone, just so you know, and like we mentioned earlier, Rudolph doesn't do a lot of podcasts because, well, he is a little shy even though he is a big part of Santa's team. So welcome, Rudolph. So happy that you are here. Are you excited that Christmas is almost here? Have you been listening to the Daily Santa podcast? Who makes you laugh the most here on the podcast? Selfie. We see you are now playing in the weekly reindeer games. Looks like you're having a great season. Isn't it great that all the other reindeers have invited you to play this year? It is great when we can all find a way to include others in our groups and activities. Well, thank you, Rudolph. We know that you don't do a lot of podcasts. Thanks for taking time to drop by today. Happy holidays to you. Wasn't that great? Rudolph is such a great reindeer. He really lights up the room.
I see what you did there.
Santa's lesson for day 7 is a good one. We are talking today about having good manners. Good manners are easy to show and also easy to forget about, especially when things get busy like they do around here with our elves and at your home when Christmas gets closer. Here are some ways that we can show good manners every day. Pick up after yourself and keep your personal spaces tidy. Help wash the dishes and clean the table after a meal. Take out the trash. Set the table for a family meal. Say please and thank you. And lastly, do not use a device while eating together. Focus on one another. Which one of these manners are you going to work on, Selfie?
Yes, Twinkle, there are so many ways to show good manners, and I think even though I have this fancy new phone, that I need to focus on the friends and elves around me and put it away.
I see you have that new fancy elf phone 14. Looks like a lot of fun to have a nice phone for your social media posts.
But I love my phone. This is hard.
You are right. That phone can be a distraction. It is okay to have a phone, but it should never replace the fun of being with your friends and family. Maybe this Christmas we should all put our phones away for a little bit and just enjoy our friends more. Okay, we promised to go to Santa at his home for an update on some of the recent names added to Santa's nice list. Let's go to Santa now.
Okay, Santa, the live link is up. We are now connected with the studio. Are you ready? All right, Twinkle's hosting. Here we go. You ready? I'm going to go to you in 3, 2. Thank you, Santa.
Okay, Santa, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here with you. Twinkle, welcome to my home. Fire is on. Staying out of the snow. It's great. Great to be here.
You often get updates to the names on your nice list. Mm-hmm. Can you share some of the latest additions to your list? Let's focus on our listeners in the United States of America in this episode. We would all love to hear an update.
Okay. So Santa gets a list sent to me all the time, and I get updates constantly. So today, let's look at some of the children in the United States of America who are getting on the nice list, and here I'll give you some names. We have, from Ashburn, Virginia, Sophia. We have, from Burlington, North Carolina, we have Caden. Oh, I love, hey, Caden is such a fun name. I love, from Florence, South Carolina, we have Madeline. Hello, Madeline. From far Texas, it's a far... A far distance from here, far Texas, we have Luke. Oh, Luke, I'll be there soon, Luke. You're on the nice list. From Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Oh, Reynoldsburg is a beautiful place. Haley is there. Hello, Haley. Mrs. Claus says hello. Oh, and from one of the nicest and most fun names to say. Oh, I love this. From Walla Walla, Washington. Oh, isn't that fun? Walla Walla, Washington. We have Braden. Braden. You're on the list, Braden. Oh, also from Lakeville, Minnesota, we have Lucy. Oh, Lucy, I can see you. And from the amazing capital, we have from Washington, D.C. Oh, a very important place. Oh, Santa loves going to Washington. Oh, so many great people. We have Logan. Logan, I can see you're doing great. That's a little bit of the list of some of the children who have been added to my nice list. Way to go, everyone. Good job. Keep it up. Santa's keeping track every day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Santa, how does it feel to see all of these names added to your nice list? Kids are really trying hard to be good and do good things this year.
It is so great to hear all of these great names being added to the list. This means that the podcast is working. This means that all of the great things that we are what we're doing here is helping people. And that is the whole reason for the Daily Santa podcast. Thank you to everyone for listening and for working on this. It's working. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Back to you.
Thank you, Santa, for the update. Stay safe and we will see you back in the studio tomorrow. Bye for now. Merry Christmas. Okay, as we wrap up day 7 of the Daily Santa podcast, let's remember what we talked about today. Good manners are very important and help us stay on Santa's nice list. Rudolph is a reindeer of few words, but always fun to have in the studio. Selfie is using his new Elf Phone 14 to share this podcast with the world. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel as well. Santa's nice list is growing, and by listening to the Daily Santa podcast at dailysantapodcast.com, you can learn about all the things Santa is watching for to make us better people. Thanks for being here with us today. See you tomorrow for day 8.
Okay, so we're gonna do, you know what's coming next, right? Say it with me. Bloopers! Yeah, this is some fun we had making today's episode. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Here we go, here's some silliness.
Okay, is my mic on? Producer Dave. Where is Producer Dave? Are we recording today? Wait, what day is this? Oh, day 7. Wow.
Okay, like, I don't even know how to use all the things on my new Elf Phone 14. There's so many cool things. Oh, what does this do? What does this do? Uh-oh. I think I did something.
Okay, guys, so we're going to be doing a live remote with Santa today, so let's just check our feed and make sure it's all working. Santa, can you hear us? I don't think he can hear us. I can see him. No, he can't hear us. He's not even looking. Everybody wave. Everyone. You in the car. Everyone. You at home. Elves, everybody wave. See if Santa will see. Put your hands up higher. No, higher. I think a little bit more. Okay, everybody on three, say Santa. Let's see if we get his attention. Ready? One. Ready? Say Santa. Two. One more. Three. Santa. 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 Yell it. Santa. Wave your arms. Oh, I think he can see us. We got him. Okay, let's try again. Okay, like, okay. All right, Santa, we're gonna start, Santa. So put your headphones on. Oh, live remotes are fun. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Merry Christmas!